A 70-year-old pensioner, Thomas Kopner, who has lived and worked in New York for a number of years, has appealed to President John Mahama and Chief Justice Georgina Wood to reclaim his house, which was wrongfully auctioned by the judiciary in 2009. Mr. Kopner told George Ankara that he has confidence in the current government, which is cleaning up the judicial system to promote the development of Ghana. Mr. Kopner said although he showed his indenture with his name to prove ownership, his house was still taken from him.
The story is that I reside in America, New York. I work all my life over there. I've been in America since 1972. Working with Metropolitan Museum of Art as system coordinator. So 1986, I came to Ghana and I bought a house, which happened to be my dream and retirement house. So there about, in the interim, around about 2004, I rented the house out to Mr. Yao Asiedu, who happened to be working at a car dealer at Europa on Tesano, a car dealer who deals in cars at Tesano. So we had cordial relation, and it got to a point around about 2011. My brother called me and told me that, well, Yao came to him and told him that my house has been sold. And what it is that what happened? He said, well, he doesn't know what the whole story is or whatever. So what I did was to come down. And when I came down, I engaged a lawyer just to look into the matter, what was going on. And it so happened that, well, they said there was a truck involved. Yao Asiedu sold the truck to someone. And what happened was that in the interim, the money didn't go to the guy. So the guy sued, and eventually they attached my house to it.
But Mr. Kopner, the house that belongs to you, didn't you have documents covering it? And are your names not on it? And didn't you tender this in evidence in court?
The judge happened to be Justice Ofori-Atta. I went in the presence of Justice Ofori-Atta. I tendered my deed, which happened to be the indenture to the house that I purchased 1986. And up to then, my name is on the indenture and whatnot, and even Land's Department and all that. So when I tendered that out to him, I had a tenancy agreement with the tenant out there. So what happened was that he looked into all that, but yet still, Judge Ofori-Atta authorized that my house which has been sold.
When this guy was dealing in vehicles, which were movable properties, and those ones belonged to him, why didn't he ask that those vehicles be sold, yet your pension house was sold?
That is why I don't understand how the justice system runs in this country. This guy is a car dealer. He deals in cars, and this is an issue pertaining to a car. And if anything or whatever, they should go after his car dealership or whatever. But meanwhile, they went after my house. And whatever happened and whatnot and all, I don't know. But eventually, when I came down, they said the house is sold. And
so what are you doing about the situation?
So I engaged Kofi Wayo. And when I engaged Kofi Wayo says, no, this is injustice. Because you still have, and up to now, as I'm talking right now, when you go to Land's Department and whatnot and all, my name and everything is on it. As the owner, which I purchased this house 30 years ago. So why is it that the house has been sold without my authorization and whatnot and all that? And that is what I don't understand. So Kofi Wayo says, okay, we look into it, and we went around and all that. So eventually, we realized that the judge has authorized that. They said it's a judicial sale or something, and the only thing is that. So now, what it is that I've appealed to the president, His Excellency John Mahama, to look into the issue, and appeal to your leadership, the Chief Justice, to look into the matter for me, so that the judicial system that is going through right now seems to be a fair judicial system, that I know that I have the right papers to my house. And it so happened that now I'm a 70-year-old man, pensioner, which I'm coming to my dream house. And now, because of that, I'm coming down with headaches and whatnot and all that, that I just don't understand why my house should be taken away from me.
Are you aware that President Mahama is cleaning the justice system?
I'm happy about the fact that, well, now it seems as if there's been corruption hovering over the justice system or whatever. But for whatever is going on, I know with all faith in my heart that I will get a good deal, simply because I know I'm in the clear. And I have the right documents and whatnot and all. And what I did was just to have a tenancy agreement with this guy. So I just don't understand where on earth can a tenancy agreement be a sale of a house. And meanwhile, I'm here with headaches and all that. And my tenant is walking around out there still enjoying his life, selling his cars and trucks and whatnot and all that. And he's walking out there freely. And I'm here worrying about my house that will be taken.
You are from America, and you know that a fair justice system creates investment opportunities and all that. And that is exactly what President Mahama is doing. How do you see that?
I applaud him greatly in the father world. Now, well, friends over there are saying, well, they don't know that the justice system in Ghana is so corrupt and whatnot and all. But thank God we have a president who has put his foot down to make sure that, well, we have to clean the justice system. And we do applaud the Chief Justice who has been coming. We've been monitoring her, who have been coming and doing a tremendous job to clean out the system, to enable foreigners to come and invest into the system. Well, the progress of every nation is based on entrepreneurs who will come in with their money from abroad to come and invest. But how can they come and invest when they know that, well, foreigners, when they come in, they railroad them, lure them, and before you realize their money is taken and send them back in so many different, we've been hearing stories and all that. But I didn't know that, well, this can happen until it has happened to me, as I'm saying, as a clear testification that a house that I bought 30 years ago, have the deeds and whatnot and all that, and it's been taken away from me.
Do you have confidence in the Mahama-led administration?
I do have 100%, and that is how come I appeal to him and I appeal to the Chief Justice, because all that I want them to do is to investigate the case and let me have my dream house. All that it is that I'm a 70-year-old man who has worked all his life. I've worked in America. I went there since 1972. I worked all my life, and I'm coming back into the country with whatever it is. And now the only thing is that, what do I come back to? You see? So, and now I'm coming down with this ailments and whatnot and all, because when I think about it, it's unquestionable that a house that I still have destroyed.
And you say, who was the justice?
Justice Ufuriata, he authorized the sale of the house.
Which year was this?
This was the year 2009.